Number 45. Why in country after country that mandated seatbelts was it impossible to see the promised reduction in road accident fatalities? John Adams, professor of geography at University College London, wrote in one of his many essays on risk, "It appears that measures that protect drivers from the consequences of bad driving encourage bad driving. The principal effect of seatbelt legislation has been a shift in the burden of risk from those already best protected in cars to the most vulnerable pedestrians and cyclists outside cars." Adams started to group these counterintuitive findings under the concept of risk compensation, the idea that humans have an inborn tolerance for risk. As safety features are added to vehicle and roads, drivers feel less vulnerable and tend to take more chances. The phenomenon can be observed in all aspects of our daily lives. Children who wear protective gear during their game have a tendency to take more physical risks. Hikers take more risks when they think a rescuer can access them easily. According to John Adams, the phenomenon that safety measures increase careless driving may be accounted for by the notion that a greater sense of security encourages people to take more risks.